Today we are going to be discussing a very interesting point from Masechta Bamidbar Tavshin Nun Aleph. I'm sorry, Pinchas Tavshin Nun Aleph. It's in the end of Ayishud Gimel, the last paragraph. I'm going to read you the paragraph word for word, and then I'm going to take a few minutes to explain what's behind the words of the Rebbe. Ubi'ayisiyis pshutais. In simple words, Shtein de Kariv Gleich Far de Gula, standing very close to Gula, Dav Yed de Yitzich Eingevoin into the Gula. Every Yid has to get ready for the Gula. Und sich hereinstellen am Matzev Uregish O Gula, has to put himself into a place and a feeling of Gula. Durch Machen sein Protis de Gatog a Gula Protis Tog. By making your Gula day, your day of Gula day, Machen zay mokim prati Eretz Yisrael, make his mokim prati Eretz Yisrael, durch dem was tut die avoide shloi berega ze, uba mokim ze betachlus ha-shleimus, you do the avoid in this place, at this time, betachlus ha-shleimus, b'machshava dibur ha-maisa, machshava dibur ha-maisa. In these words, the Rebbe encapsulates the entire sikh of Pinchas Tavshin Nun Aleph. In this sikha, there's an answer to many, many questions. The Yetzer Hara, or the Nefesh HaBahamis, or even the Chassidish Nefesh HaBahamis, has many, many different ways of getting people. One person, he tells him that I have better things for you to do. Another person, he tells them that you're not fitting to do what you have to do. Then there are other tainas. I want to speak about the tainas that Rebbe addresses in this sikha, which is most applicable to Bachrim today. The taina that the Rebbe addresses, and he says it clearly in the beginning of Ois Yud Gimel, is like this. If I lived in a different time or a different place, then I would be different. Then you can expect things different from me. Being that I live now and here, you can't expect that. Let me elaborate a little bit. The way I look at this. A bacher will say like this. If I was living in Tavshin Nun Aleph, and every single Shabbos, the Rebbe was telling us to get ready for Mashiach, and I saw the Rebbe, and every week, there was another Sikha, and I lived with it, so you can expect me to live with the Inyonim that the Rebbe said. However, being that I'm living Erev, Rish Chodesh, Adar, Tavshin Samach Tes. What can you expect from me already? I am a boy, I'm 15 years old. That means my birthday is today, and I just turned 15. So that would make it that I was born Erev Chodesh Adar Tavshin Nun Dalet. So if that's the case, what can you expect from me? I'm a boy born in the middle of a Hel and Vehester. What if I'm a boy that's 14? That means I was born Erev Chodesh Adar Tavshin Nun Hey. So for sure you can't expect anything from me. I'm a PGT boy, post Gimel Tammuz boy, and therefore there is nothing to expect from a boy born PGT. Vasher Lachein, I don't feel that what the Rebbe is expecting from others is truly expected from me. Not only don't I feel that it's expected from me, I don't feel that I'm capable of doing what he says. In other words, it's not just that he wasn't talking to me, because I obviously wasn't even born when the Rebbe was talking. It's not just that he wasn't talking to me, I don't relate, I don't feel that I can accomplish, I don't feel that I can do it. I don't feel that I have the koyach to do it. That's taina aleph. Taina Beis is, well, maybe even if I'm 14, I do have the koyach to do it. But the problem is, you know where I was raised? I was raised on Shlicha somewhere in some Hickville, some place without a real Lubavitcher Chinuch. Or even if I wasn't a Lubavitcher Chinuch, well, we know how the Moistas are today in Chinuch. It's almost like it's a non-religious school. So therefore, people are going to say, being that I was brought up in this place, And I was brought up in this time, so you can't expect anything from me, and I don't expect anything from myself. And even the little bit that I do is probably worthless in comparison to what has to be done. I mean, we all know what's going on in the world, how the gashmius of the world is continuing to advance, and the ruchnius of the world is continuing to be hidden. So if so, even if I do my little good, and I do my little thing over here, I put one yid fill in, or I learn extra few minutes, I'm doing my little shtick in a positive way, it probably cannot change the real situation anyways. It's like having an endless sea of polluted water, and there you are filling one drop, and you're cleaning one drop of water. You feel like you're wasting your time. Here I am, in a world of sheker, in a world of total falsehood and darkness, and I'm doing my little truth, and I'm doing my little avoid, I'm doing my little iskafia, I'm doing my little davening with kavana. But I know in the back of my mind that nothing really is going to come from it, because the whole world is so black anyways. Says the Rebbe that no, you have to machdo Eretz Yisrael. In other words, you have to realize that the Eibishter put you here, now, and in the place where you are because you could do what you have to do. It's not because you missed the boat. You are exactly in the place where you were supposed to be. And your job is to make your place a Geula place. What's going to be with the rest of the world? Don't worry about it. Most people that think global don't act local. It's an unfortunate fact. People that want to save the world can hardly save themselves. It's those people which deal with the day-to-day as in the area around them which are making the true waves in changing the world. Every person has to realize that he has the koyach now in his place to do what needs to be done in his life to change the world. Don't get lost. Don't say, what's my little thing worth anyways in the big scheme? Don't rush to tomorrow. A lot of people have the tendency that they're always rushing. You know, I'm a little Masifta boy. The real learning is in Zal. And then in Zal they say the real learning is on Shlichas. Then they say, when I'm a Shliach, the real learning is when I'm Smicha. Then in Smicha, the real learning is when I'm in Kailo. And then when you're in Kailo, the real learning is when I'm on Shlichas. And when I'm Shlichas, the real learning is... I don't Gan Eden. But everyone has their own... You might say Mashiach, obviously. Everyone has their own view. It's always pushing off to tomorrow. Tomorrow is always bigger than today. Says the Rebbe, Mach Doer Yisroel, that you have to make sure that you are focusing on now in a strong, full way. Don't let the Yitzhara convince you for a second that you are not important, that you're born in the wrong time, or you grew up in the wrong place. That is all Atzas HaYetzer trying to stop a chassid from bringing the geula. You do your avoid in your time and your place, you make your day a geula day, that brings geula to the entire world.